USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is President Trump's summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un still on for June 12th?
We will see.
That's President Trump speaking late yesterday at the White House about it, after recent days saw threats from North Korea that it may pull out of the summit. Former Senator Joe Lieberman saying that the president is right to have a wait-and-see attitude.
And I think this kind of comment by the president is saying, I want to make it pretty clear to Kim Jong-un, I don't want a deal more than he wants a deal. In other words, if we get to go to Singapore and we negotiate something, good. But we both have to want it.
Lieberman speaking there on Mornings with Maria on Fox News. President Trump continuing to suggest an FBI informant was embedded in his 2016 campaign, calling it in a tweet this morning, Spygate, and blaming the criminal deep state, saying they're now caught up in a spy scandal like has never been seen. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Breaking news of particular interest to the nation's Gulf Coast. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are again increasing the chance that a disturbance headed for the Gulf of Mexico could become a tropical depression this weekend. Forecasters now put the odds of that at 60%. Meanwhile, on Hawaii's Big Island,
it was the most forceful impact I've ever had in my body in my life.
That's Daryl Clinton, the first person to be injured by lava from the most recent eruptions of the Kilauea volcano.
I've been hit by big waves and various things. That was just incredibly powerful and hot.
He remains hospitalized after that lava hit his leg while he was working on the roof of his home trying to protect it from fire. Today, officials say that lava from Kilauea is continuing to flow and, in fact, is showing no sign of slowing as it pours into the Pacific Ocean. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The teenager charged with killing a Baltimore County, Maryland police officer with a vehicle on Monday, making his first court appearance yesterday. County Police Chief Terrence Sheridan saying 16-year-old Daunta Harris is facing first-degree murder charges for the death of Officer Amy Caprio in Perry Hall, Maryland. And the teen is being charged as an adult.
He did an act which impacts a family, a spouse, brothers and sisters in law enforcement. He should be treated as an adult.
Harris allegedly drove a Jeep at Caprio as three other teenagers were burglarizing a nearby home. Those three haven't yet been charged, but the investigation's continuing. NFL owners are considering rules to deal with players who kneel during the national anthem. One of the ideas that's been floated at the owners' meetings this week in Atlanta would let the home team decide whether teams would come out of the locker room for the anthem, and if they did, teams with kneeling players would be hit with 15-yard penalties. 2 in 5 adults in the U.S. could not cover an unexpected $400 expense. That's word from the new Federal Reserve report on economic well-being. It's also found that fewer than 40% of working adults in America think they're prepared for their retirement years, and a full quarter have no retirement savings at all. And New York City's 30th annual Fleet Week getting underway today with a parade of ships. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather for today, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 52. Thursday, sunny with a high near 80, and Thursday night, clear around 56. Friday, sunny with a high near 84. Mostly clear with a low of 63 on Friday night, mostly sunny on Saturday, and a chance of showers on and thunderstorms on Sunday. It is currently 73.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is President Trump's summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un still on for June 12th?
We will see.
That's President Trump speaking late yesterday at the White House about it after recent days saw threats from North Korea that it may pull out of the summit. Former Senator Joe Lieberman saying that the president is right to have a wait-and-see attitude.
And I think this kind of comment by the president is saying, I want to make it pretty clear to Kim Jong-un, I don't want a deal more than he wants a deal. In other words, if we get to go to Singapore and we negotiate something, good. But we both have to want it.
Lieberman speaking there on Mornings with Maria on Fox News. President Trump continuing to suggest an FBI informant was embedded in his 2016 campaign, calling it in a tweet this morning Spygate and blaming the criminal deep state, saying they're now caught up in a spy scandal like has never been seen. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Breaking news of particular interest to the nation's Gulf Coast. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are again increasing the chance that a disturbance headed for the Gulf of Mexico could become a tropical depression this weekend. Forecasters now put the odds of that at 60%. Meanwhile,
thank you.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I have to tell you, well, first of all, I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host, and my master's in counseling, licensed professional counselor. And I am just not a techno person at all. Completely hit the wrong button, though I have to say I love our national anthem. That was not my goal. Anyway, so my topic today is mental health and friendship. And I hope someday that I'm going to have a nice friendship with my technology. So far, not so good. Anyway, mental health... And mental health issues often interfere with our ability to have good, close friendships. We don't usually feel that we live up to, or we think people are going to criticize, or we have that stigma that I'm always trying to say, let's remove the stigma. And mental health issues can create loneliness and isolation, and it causes us to have a void in friendship. Not only that, we may not even know how to have meaningful relationships. We're not really able to have a meaningful relationship with ourselves, so it's hard to have that kind of relationship with someone else. So one of the things that we actually may need the most, we don't even know what to do or how to get it. We feel different. We feel we're judging ourselves. We're afraid that people are going to be judging us because of a mental health issue. We may not even feel that we're very lovable, and that we feel shame, and we feel flawed. All of a sudden we have this diagnosis. I'm depressed. I'm anxious. Maybe I have post-traumatic stress. Maybe I'm obsessive compulsive. Maybe I'm in early recovery from addiction, and that's sort of a double stigma. And so we fear rejection. We fear the label. And we have a greater tendency to hibernate. That's part of what shame does. It keeps us away from. And so the shame of having a mental health issue, seeking out mental health wellness, being diagnosed with something, again, triggers a lot of shame, toxic shame. We have healthy shame. Healthy shame is a good thing. It means I'm not going to change clothes in the general part of the store. I go into the changing room. It means that if I were to belch, I say excuse me, or I try and do things like that very quietly. It's a healthy sense of shame. However, toxic shame is when I think I'm flawed, that I'm so flawed that I can't present myself to you, to the public, to my friends, to my family. It's a very painful sense of there's something completely wrong with me. Guilt, on the other hand, is I did something wrong. But shame is I am flawed. I am deeply flawed. Now, as human beings, we are all flawed. There's no such thing as a perfect human being. But when we get diagnosed with a mental health issue, that adds to that sense of shame that we may... that toxic shame that we already might be carrying, and it may prevent us from creating new friends. It may affect the friendships that we have. We may, again, like I said, we may retreat, we may isolate, and it's painful. So one of the most important things to do when you do have a diagnosis with a mental health issue is to actually start talking about it. It helps remove the stigma. You may find that you've got other people that are in your circle of friends and acquaintances that are also struggle with a mental health issue. And to start thinking of it as mental health, not mental illness. So one of the first places to go, I will say, if you find yourself with a diagnosis and you find yourself isolating and you find yourself lonely and alone, and I will say even feeding on your own negative self-talk, it might be time to get up and join a group, and to join a group of a support group where you find that there are other people who are struggling with some of the same issues that you are. That can actually be very rewarding. The next thing is you might want to start telling your friends. Now, you might not want to blurt it all out. And you may say, but I don't have any friends, and that's why I suggest maybe going to a support group. And there are so many support groups on depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, addiction recovery. So, yes, there's AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, SMART Recovery. You might want to join a church or some other form of worship. But to tell your friends, you might want to do that in a quiet way. Find a place that's not noisy. It might be in a restaurant or, you know, at a kitchen table, in a park, just going for a walk. And just share with them that you've been diagnosed with an issue that you've been struggling with. A good friend should be supportive and understanding, and may even say, oh, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. Now I can understand why you do this or do the other thing or how that's affected our relationship. And so it's a good thing to do that, to share with your friends. Now, I wouldn't necessarily go on Facebook, but that is up to you. But it's a good thing to respond, or it's a good thing to let your friends respond to the diagnosis that you're sharing with them. Let them ask you questions. Let them give you feedback. It's a really good way to gain some additional support. Friendship, in general, is good for mental health because it's the way we relate to each other. Again, it prevents us from being isolated. We are, as human beings, we are social creatures. That's why we live in family groups and neighborhood groups and towns and cities. We are pack animals. We are not the lone wolf, even though some of us think that we'd like to be. The reality is we fare much better. Statistics even show we live longer when we have good, healthy friends. So I'm going to take a little commercial break. Again, I apologize for my slow start. At some point, I'm convinced of it, going to get this, all of this gadgetry up and running appropriately. I even get here early, which for my friends know that that's something unusual. But I will get it. I promise. I'm Ruth Altemura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back after these few commercials.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altemura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about friendship and mental health. I want to wish all my friends happy friendship. That's actually National Friendship and Awareness Month or something like that. I've got some fantastic friends. We've been friends for a long time. And I'm always open to making new friends, which is a good thing. Yesterday, my husband and I celebrated 19 years of marriage. And he is like my best friend. And we have a good time together. Doesn't mean that we don't argue on occasion, but we're a really good team, and I just I'm really happy to have him in my life as my husband. He and I actually met as seniors in high school at a pre-college luncheon, and we're really good friends through college. Went our own ways, got married to different people, divorced those people, and reconnected about 20 years ago. So I think if we had gotten married back in college, we probably wouldn't have worked out because I had a lot of my own issues that I needed to deal with. And luckily, we discovered each other, and it's been quite a ride. So how to make new friends, because they are so important. Friends not only support us, they can also reflect back things that they hear. So go, really? That doesn't quite make sense, and makes you think about things. Can help with decision making, can cheer you up when you're blue. Sadly, yesterday we had a friend of ours died, and we had a wake to go to last night, so we were able to support that family that we're friends with, and then we ended up having dinner with friends, and of course one of my best friend was there with me, you know, my husband. So we were able to support other people and be supported all in the same time, and that's what friendship is about. But let's say you're starting from scratch. You really don't know. You know, you've been diagnosed with something, as I said earlier. And one of the things that you and your therapist talk about is making friends. So as your therapist, I might suggest joining a support group, as I said earlier, because with being diagnosed with a mental health issue, you may have a stronger tendency to isolate. You may have been isolating, not realizing that part of that is related to the depression or the anxiety, the obsessive compulsive disorder. Quite often, OCD can affect relationships, because I'll get really angry if you move my pen here when I really need it to be there. And so we end up in an argument because you touched my pen, or you disturbed my routine. And that can cause anger, which can actually cause a breakdown in friendship. If you're struggling with addiction, oftentimes the relationship you have is with the substance. So I'm having a relationship with the alcohol, with the heroin, with the marijuana, with the gambling, with whatever the addiction is. I'm having a relationship with that rather than a relationship with people. So I isolate from people, which is part of why group support is so useful in anything. The other thing can be a real challenge is going in volunteering. That can be really scary if you just don't know what to do. So set a goal for yourself. Say, I'm going to volunteer at something, or I'm going to try several different things. It might even be that I've got some self-esteem issues and I don't even know how to start a conversation. You know, I can Google that. How to start a conversation. Hi, my name is. What is your name? Where are you from? I don't need your address. I just want to know what town you live in. How's the weather where you are? Or, you know, it's been rainy. We had a couple of nice days. It rained again last night. So I can even talk about the weather. But it's important to work at being yourself. So in a friendship, or if I want to start building a friendship, I need to just be who I am. And that may be that I am a little depressed. Maybe I'm a little anxious. And I might even say that because I'm removing the stigma. I'm feeling a little anxious. I'm out here meeting people for the first time, and it's uncomfortable for me. But it's something that I kind of set that goal to go out and meet people. Now, myself, I'm an introvert. So my tendency is to not need a huge group of friends, not to, I prefer small intimate parties. I become more energized when things are quiet. And I have friends that are extroverts. My friends Debbie and Alan just had his birthday. Happy birthday, Alan and Debbie. They have a lot of friends. They just had a wonderful birthday party for him. And oh my gosh, you know what? I don't know. There must have been 75 people. I don't know. That's what it felt like. You know, and it was just so loud with all the people. It was a great party, a lot of fun. Chances are it wouldn't be something that I would do. Like, I wouldn't have a party that big because I'm an introvert. And Debbie and Alan are much more the extroverts. I have some friends that the way they socialize is we just go out to dinner, or they come over our house, we go over their house, we order something, and it's just the four of us. Sometimes it's just myself and Vivian, and we just, you know, just the two of us. And because they're much more of the introvert type. And so that kind of knowing yourself. So that's what I'm saying, knowing yourself. What is your personality? What is your temperament? Finding people who are like-minded. Now, that doesn't mean that all my friends and I agree on everything. There's certain things that we don't agree on. We may have different political views. We may have different religious backgrounds. And the thing is that it's about loving and accepting the other person and feeling loved and accepted back, and to be yourself. So that's really important. One thing that's really important in building friends is not to take things personally. Now, we do live in a time which is counterproductive to good mental health, taking offense. I'm offended at this, I'm offended at that. Cultural appropriation, you're wearing a sombrero, or I'm wearing a Chinese dress to the prom, or, you know, it really is just, you know, now we're offended. And the reality is nobody can offend me unless I make a choice to be offended, to take offense. I say that with my clients all the time. You know, I hand them, here, take this pen. They take the pen. You took it. You took it from me. So I can only be offended if I'm willing to take on the offense. If I say, you know what, you could say whatever you want, it doesn't matter. I know who I am. I'm going to get back to that. I know who I am. I'm going to be myself. You can, you know, say all counselors are nuts. You can say that. That doesn't mean I'm offended by it. You can have your point of view. If I am in a relationship with a friend that we have so many differences, I may decide that it's not going to be a good friendship, and I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. So, again, work at not taking things personally. Think outside the box. So I'm going to be able to say that I can learn from people who have different perspectives, friends that have different perspectives. I can learn from that. I can stretch myself. I could say, oh, I can't go to one of those big parties because I'm too uncomfortable. Or I stretch myself and I say, I can go and I can have a good time. It's not necessarily the top thing on my list to do. Like, I would rather go for a hike than go to an amusement park. But that's because that's who I am. That's my temperament. And it's good to know that about myself. So in making friends, be yourself. Share about yourself. So in other words, I'm gonna work at building some trust. I may not trust you all at once, but I'm going to share something about myself. I'm going to share maybe I am struggling with depression, or I have some anxiety, come from a broken family, or whatever it is that you want to share. Now, you don't want to necessarily, on the first or second meeting with somebody, share everything, because you don't want to scare them away. At the same time, you do want to test the waters and see if they are open to what you have to share about yourself and how much they share about themselves. So we do have a couple of different, I'm going to say, types of people. This is temperament, but I'm going to talk about energy. So if I'm with someone and I leave them and I'm exhausted, chances are they've taken a lot of my energy. And I might want to think about that kind of a friendship. If I'm with a friend and they get tired of being with me, I might want to look at myself. But the ultimate goal is that we leave energized. It was great seeing you. You enjoyed my company. We've shared an energy together. That's part of why I say, in terms of spirituality, the way I connect with myself, the way I connect with other people, to have that spiritual connection with a friend so that we feel energized when we're with each other. We've enjoyed each other's company. We've enjoyed the activity that we've done together. That with a friendship, sometimes it has nothing to do with the activity. It's just that we enjoy spending time together. It doesn't matter if we go to the movies, go get a cup of coffee, or have a party. We just enjoy each other's company. Sometimes it is related to an event, such as being asked to go to the movies. Maybe I'll say, I don't think I want to see that movie. You say, well, I really want to see it. And I will find someone else to see it with me, another friend. So we can sort of shift roles a little bit in our friendships. But basically speaking, it's really not about what we're doing. It's about who we're with. So that's a little bit about building some friendships. Like I said, if you don't have any good friends, you really need to go out and actively cultivate. So it's about just saying hi. How are you? How's the weather? I'm volunteering at this place. I love animals, and so I'm volunteering at an animal shelter, or I love nature and I'm volunteering at a nature preserve somewhere or gardens. I love reading. I'm volunteering at the library. I'm volunteering at a senior center or a nursing home or a hospital. Or there's so many places to volunteer. And it's a really good way to start building friendships and getting to know people. So volunteerism is a good way. And like I said, going to support groups. I have friends from support groups that have been long-time friends for me. So that's another good way. Another good way of meeting people is through religious organizations, through your church, synagogue, mosque, temple. So that would be something that you would go and become part of the interactions that happen. A lot of times they've got cleanup days and choirs and support groups and Bible studies and so many different things. Community gardens. And these are just things that you can do where you could say, I'm going out. It's a goal I'm setting for myself. I may be uncomfortable with it at first, but I find that when I go out there and I put myself out there, and the more I do it, the less anxiety I have about it. And I begin to create friendships. I have clients that have joined board gaming groups. It's created friends that way. So there's many different things that you can do to do that. Be yourself is really important. And you don't need to show up. I'm volunteering at a community garden. I walk in. I'd like to volunteer. Oh, by the way, I'm depressed. I wouldn't suggest doing that because it's really something that you want to move yourself into. I'm going to get to know some people. Some people are just going to be acquaintances there wherever I'm volunteering or wherever I'm going for worship. And other people I'm going to find that I may start connecting with and say, hey, you want to get a cup of coffee after? And next thing you know, we're beginning to build a relationship. So I'm going to take another commercial break, and I will be back in a few minutes with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host, and I am working at having a friendship with technology.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I am a nationally certified counselor and I am a licensed professional counselor. To be a licensed professional counselor, I need to have the word counseling in my master's degree, which I do. I have a small practice here in Flemington. I have been a counselor for around 33 years, I guess, and I have had a private practice for 18 of those years. I work with people struggling with addiction. The first half of my career was working in nonprofits, addiction and recovery, and so I still work a lot with people struggling, either newly recovering or have had years of recovery but need some counseling, people who have family member who's an addict or an alcoholic, people who are codependent, people who have the adult children of alcoholics issue or adult children of dysfunction issues, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, eating disorders, obsessive-compulsive disorders, anger management, loss and grief, and couples counseling, just to name a few. Having been in this field for so long, I've been able to do a lot of work with a lot of different issues, and it's something that I love doing. If you are interested, I don't keep a waiting list, so please give me a call at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. You don't need to be alone. I do this to remove the stigma, so that if you are struggling with an issue that you say, you know what, I'm going to reach out and get some help. In addition, you can like me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. You can see the other shows that I've done, watch some of them, listen to some of them in the archives from the Hunterdon Chamber Radio. You can call, again, 908-237-2899 and make a suggestion. I'd like to hear a topic on this or that, or even just comment on the radio show. You can also find me on the web at www.alterolcounselor.net. That's Alterol with two L's, counselor, O-R, dot net. so you can find out a little bit more about what I do. And I've just been doing this radio show probably for about 5 years, and it's something that I'm really, I feel blessed to be able to provide mental health information for those of you who would like to listen. And please tell all your friends to tune in. That would be great. So I'm talking about friendship and mental health, the fact that oftentimes people who have mental health issues may have already been isolating themselves, depression, anxiety, some of those things, obsessive compulsive disorder, addictions. Part of the very nature of these things will cause someone to isolate, feel a sense of shame, and not really feel that they have the ability to connect. Feeds low self-esteem. So it's really important to reach out and work at making friendships. And as I said, join a support group, volunteer, go to a religious center so that you can start meeting people. Be yourself. And when you find someone that you really feel you connect with, you know, you could let them know that you're struggling. That's what friends are for, to be supportive. Now, there are times when it's time to let go of a friendship. And as I said a little bit earlier, we can be with people who, when we leave them, we're like, ugh, you know, I'm exhausted. They just took my energy. Or I leave with friends and feel, oh, I'm really excited about being with them and we had a great time. So there are red flags sometimes when we need to let go of a friendship. Sometimes people are friends with us because of what we can do for them. That's a red flag. Or they keep trying to sell you something or ask to borrow something. They keep tabs on favors, those types of things. And it doesn't feel genuine. It feels like it's either a business, or you feel like you're being used, or like I said, it feels as if they're taking from you and not giving back. Sometimes we can be in a relationship with someone who may be holding us back from getting healthy. And what do I mean by that? Well, let's say I want to lose some weight. I always want to lose some weight. But let's say I want to lose some weight. But I go out with a friend who says, oh, I know you want to diet, but do it tomorrow. Or they show up and they say, well, here's a cake to celebrate your diet. Okay, that's not being supportive. Maybe you're battling a substance, drug addiction, alcohol. They're not being supportive. Let's go out and have a drink. Well, all right, so you're not drinking anymore, but we'll go smoke pot. So that's not being very supportive. It's better to be with someone who is going to support your lifestyle choices, healthy lifestyle choices. Maybe you're being manipulated. Okay, so what does that look like? Someone is sulking to get what they want. So, and you're feeling kind of used by that. You feel like you're managing their emotions. Always trying to make them feel happy. And the reality is, we can't make someone else feel happy. It may be that we're recognizing that we're always rescuing someone, enabling someone, caretaking someone. Well, it may be that you're being used. It may be that people are your friends simply because they're similar to you. So it may be that we have things in common, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we're good friends just because we have something in common. There's a lot of people that I have things in common with, but it doesn't mean that I feel that connection. Are you doing all the work in the relationship? And that might be a reason to end a friendship. I'm always calling. I'm always reaching out. I'm always inviting. I'm always sending the card. I'm always doing all of the work. I'm always cleaning up their mess. Again, I'm feeling used. It may be that the other person, you say, we can't count on each other. I can't count on you. You're just not there for me when I need you. You may be very critical. There's no reciprocal sharing. And I can't be myself. If I can't be myself in a friendship, then I'm play acting, or you're play acting. And we are what we would call adapted. So I'm just not being who I am. Maybe we're taking on roles in the relationship where I'm the parent, you're the child. I'm always nurturing you. You're always being critical of me. I'm always being critical of you. You know, it's when we walk away from that interaction, like, oh, man, I'm always tired of talking to that. When that happens, it's really a good indication that it might be time to end a friendship. And that's not always easy to do. It's a tough decision, breaking up a friendship. Sometimes you can just let it fade. Just let it fade away. Sometimes you may actually have to say to someone, you know, I know we've been friends for a couple of years, but I'm thinking it's time we go our separate ways. Just like, you know, if I'm dating someone and it's not working out, sometimes we have to end that relationship and it's time to go separate ways. But all in all, with that being said, friendship is extremely important. Remember, you have a lot to offer someone else. So even if you are struggling with a mental health issue, that doesn't mean that you are useless. You have, again, gifts to offer. You can work on building your self-esteem through saying, you know what? I can be a good friend. I'm learning how to be a good friend. I want friends in my life. Friends are important to me. You're not damaged if you are depressed or anxious. Don't look at yourself like damaged goods. It doesn't matter. Think about, you know, if 40% of our population struggles with some type of mental health issue, and we say all those people can't have friends, that's pretty sad. We all struggle. It's the human condition. And if building friendships helps me move through some of these mental health issues that I may have, then by all means, think of it as part of your medicine. Now, again, you don't want to be using people. You want to be genuine. You want to have that equal interaction. You want to be supportive of your friends. Just as your friends, you want people in your life who are going to be supportive of you. Want to enjoy doing things together, sharing, talking, laughing, crying. Enjoying each other's company. You all deserve friends. I deserve friends. And we can choose to spend time with our friends. If you're an introvert, don't label yourself if something's wrong with you. It's the way you get energy. You like the quiet time. That's how you kind of feed yourself. If you're an extrovert, that's how you feed yourself. You love being with people. You love going out there and doing things and being part of the race and being in there and getting out there and doing that stuff. I'm more of an introvert. So, and I've got friends that are, like I said, that are extroverts, and it's fine. If I were to walk away from my extrovert friends going, oh my God, that was exhausting, I need to look at that. I don't. I come away from my extrovert friends feeling really happy that I've spent time with them because I enjoy their company. And hopefully they feel the same way about me. So if you find yourself, and you have to ask yourself, I'm isolating because I've got a mental health issue. Or, you know what, it's my nature to be an introvert. So I'm good with two or three really good friends. It's really important to know the difference between those two things. If I'm isolating because of a mental health issue versus being an introvert. Because just because I have a mental health issue doesn't mean that I am an introvert. So you need to know that about yourself. And set those goals. I'm going to go out there. It might be scary. You know, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to set a goal. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to join a gaming group. I'm going to go volunteer at a shelter, an animal shelter. I'm going to go to the hospital and read magazines to the elderly. I'm going to do something. Join Meal on Wheels. There's just the amount of things out there is just incredible. And so by all means, you know, join a choir. There's just so many things to do. And go out and participate. Notice, you know what, large groups are not for me. Smaller groups I feel better in. I can contribute even though I may have been diagnosed with something. There's no shame around that. You know, saying I can't have friends because I have cancer is ridiculous. I need friends when I have cancer. I need friends when I have diabetes. I need friends when I have any other kind of issue. So we all need friends if we have a mental health issue. It's a good thing to be able to reach out there. Participate. Find a hobby that you can share with someone else. And participate. You have a lot to offer. And as human beings, we are, like I said, we are community-based creatures. So I hope this was helpful. Again, I'm working at being friends with all of this equipment. So far, I have not been able to do it on my own. But I'm getting there. So I am a Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. Please friend me on Counselors Chat Facebook page. I'm on LinkedIn. If you are struggling with any issues, please, by all means, give me a call. Set up an appointment, 908-237-2899. 908-237-2899. I don't keep a waiting list. I am looking for new clients, so even if you know someone who might be looking for some, who have some struggles, please recommend me. So I wish you good mental health, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence delivered the keynote address at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy's 137th commencement exercises.
Today, as you prepare to assume your duties as officers of the United States Coast Guard, I'm pleased to report to you, as the Admiral reflected, you do so at a time of historic investment in the armed forces of the United States. And as you accept the responsibility to lead Coast Guardsmen and women, I promise you, this Commander-in-Chief will always have your back.
40% of Americans can't cover a $400 emergency expense, at least without selling something or borrowing from someone. That's according to a new report from the Fed Reserve Board. The report, though, does show that 74% of adults are at least feeling